Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the KDBS Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour fundraiser show. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a fundraiser. Once a year, Dr. Andy comes down here on a Wednesday afternoon and puts on an entirely different personality. One that's wacky, full of energy, full of zaniness, and full of pleas. That's P-L-E-A-S, for you to donate during this hour to KDVS, 90.3 FM in Davis. And speaking of energy, speaking of wacky, who do I have down here in the studio with me? None other than Whitey! Welcome, Whitey!
Thanks a billion, Doctor, and it's just fantastic to be down here again.
I'll say, last time we were here, we left this room arm in arm in triumph.
Yeah, absolutely.
We had raised an ungodly amount of money. Some of the other shows felt, well, a little inadequate. But that's all right, because I think we buffeted all of KDBS with our energy and a lot of gifts that came from the state of Illinois.
Yes.
And we raised more than $1,000 last year.
1,000 big ones was what we pulled down.
Now, we're going to do it again this time. I don't know if you got that memo. We're going to raise $1,000 during this hour.
I did get that memo. That memo was famous, Dr. Andy.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. So, ladies and gentlemen, time to start ringing the phones. Here's what you do. You call us at 754-5387. And you give us money, because you know what? We've got gifts for you. It's a great setup. If you have established a relationship with KDVS through your generous donation, we will send you a thank you gift that, in many cases, has a greater value, certainly sentimental, than that of the gift that you gave our way. It's a delightful relationship. It's cooperative, it's collaborative, it's win-win, as they say on Wall Street, or as they used to say. But this time, you get this entire radio station for a year, we get a gift from you, and then you get a thank you gift right back. Whitey, can you do any better than that anywhere else?
No, I mean, honestly, in all honesty, no. I mean, that's just a flat-out no. And, you know, the thing is you phone it in, you get on the website, fundraiser.kdvs.org.
That's the one.
You donate the money. I mean, this isn't rocket science. You know, it's just generosity from the heart. Just beautiful things from the heart.
Is it tax deductible? I forget.
It is.
Oh.
It's completely tax deductible. If you find in 2011 that it somehow is not tax deductible, then you give me a call and we can kind of pull some wires on it. But, yes, it should be all tax-deductible. It is, of course. And it's just a donation. It's just beauty from the heart is really what it is, Dr. Andy.
I agree with you, Whitey. Whitey, as you may not know, many of you know me, but Whitey is a local institution. He is a musician of instruments that we will not reveal at this juncture. He's a poet. He's a performer. He's a raconteur. He's a monologist. What else, Whitey?
Just to really, the kind of definition I give myself is just kind of an epic guy.
Epic.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just a guy. I'm just out there in the world moving around and talking with folks and interacting on different levels with folks. And just a kind of an epic guy is really where I'm at with mine.
But you're here, and you're telling people to call us at 530-754-5387 because you also care about community radio, Whitey.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a community. Look, you can say anything you want to. You can go all up and down. We can go through all the ifs, ands, and buts. But when you get down to it, this is a community. I'd like to see somebody step up and argue that this is not a community. But anyway, it's a community radio station. You're servicing the community. This is your community station. And it's on all the time, 24 hours a day. You know, we're broadcasting live from this basement here at the UC Davis campus. And it's kind of an alternative thing. You know, you're getting stuff you're not normally going to get on your average everyday radio station.
You make a very good point. So tune us in right now. We've got a goal of $1,000 for this particular show. I'm not sure who's in charge of telling us how we're doing so far in terms of reaching that goal. We've been on the air for 5 minutes already. We've still got Ray Charles in the background urging us on. We've got a wide variety of dead musicians who are ready to really rock the house tonight during this hour to make sure that you get pumped up and help us out with a gift. We've got a goal of $1,000 for KDVS. Whitey and I are both volunteers on behalf of a campus and community resource that has been here for decades. It's even older than Whitey is. And we hope to continue to be here. But more than two-thirds of our budget comes from funding that you all provide during this week in April. That's why we need you to give us a call. 530-754-5387. I told some of my Facebook homies that they had better help out, and I want to give them some shout-outs. I want to let them know how much I appreciate their keeping in mind this local resource. So if you're one of those people and you've got something to say about community radio, then now is the time to say it. And we want you to say it with your dollars. Give us a call and make a donation now. I'd say we want $40. I'd say we want $50. You know how it works. If you head over to fundraiser.kdvs.org, you'll see all the great gifts available to you. We want you to share funds with us so that we, all year long, can share the joy of KDVS with this community. Whitey?
The joy is this. I want to touch on what you just said about joy, Dr. Annie, because, hey, I mean, you're staring here. I'm looking you in the face. You're looking me in the face. You know, we're in a basement. I'm talking about joy. I mean, literally, you get on the web and you look up the definition of joy, and it's going to be two guys looking at each other in the face, or two ladies, or whatever it is. It's a community. It's joy. Okay, I don't need to go in. We can go round and round about this stuff all day, but the thing that we want to get across to you is dollars.
That's what I'm talking about.
Dollars. The donation lines are open. If you're confused about whether the donation lines are open, no, they're open. 877-399-5387 or 530-754-5387, or you can get on your computer and dial up fundraiser.kdvs.org. It's about dollars and cents. It's about joy. It's about community.
And we will mention your name. We will give you a shout-out and say to you, thank you for that gift. We'll also say to the people who are helping us out down here at KDBS, when we get that first pledge, come in and let us know, because there's an ukulele here in the room. There is a keyboard I see. There are bells of various sorts. We're going to make a big deal when the name of the first pledge maker.
Who's it going to be?
I don't even know yet.
Who's it going to be?
All right, well, They're making adjustments. KDVS total right now is 15,071. Our goal is to bump that up to 16,000 during this hour. During this hour.
16 large. We're going one large for our program here to move it up.
Hey, we've got $40.
$40 big dollars. That's a nice donation right there.
$40 towards our goal of 1,000. That is great. We really do appreciate that. And you know what? KDVS is going to put that to work. How do we put it to work? Not by paying big CEO salaries.
Fat cats.
Fat cats are not found here at KDVS. Instead, very slender cats, many of them undergraduates. They're working free for the most part. Down here, volunteers like Whitey and myself, I'll tell you one thing. I have a longer history with KDVS than you do, Whitey. Neither one of us has taken a dime for all of our combined. I think between the two of us, we've been here, well, my 10 years and plus, you know, the time that you've invested as well.
Which has been a certain amount of time.
Absolutely. And so, oh, they're changing the leaderboard once again. It's very exciting. We really do appreciate your gifts to KDVS. Give us a call at 530-754-5387 or 877-399-5387. We've got a goal of $1,000 for this hour, and we're going to make it with your help. Give us a call here at the station.
Positive thinking, joy, community, some folks in the community. Hey, Andy.
Yeah?
I want to tell you, KDVS Productions provides local organizations who can't afford time on the Fat Cat radio stations.
Yeah.
It gives them an outlet. It gives them a voice. Local and nearby nonprofits can have their events, organizations, public service announcements on this air for free.
For free?
KDVS is all about giving those a voice who can't afford one in the commercially dominated telecommunications industry.
I hear that. You know, when you talk about commercials, you're talking about pleasing people other than listeners.
That's right.
You're talking about providing the sort of content that would please people who want to sell mouthwash or what else do people sell in commercial radio?
Oh, for heaven's sakes. You know, saddles, wagon tongues, alternators, shin guards, all kinds of stuff out there. Nobody wants to hear that stuff. People want to hear good quality, solid programming delivered by people who are nice folks, volunteers, doing it for the love, doing it out of joy, community. And they don't want to hear a bunch of stuff about mouthwash or,
I hear that,
you know, collapsible file cabinets or whatever it is, food dehydrator. Nobody wants to hear that. KDVS phone lines are open, 877-399-5387 or at fundraiser.kdvs.org. Right now, that's enough. Right now, get there, do it. And let's get this thing going so we can get 1,000 bills rolling through here.
I hear that. All right. Well, speaking of pumping us up, I've got a musical selection, Whitey, that will make some sense to you. Tell me if this does it for you. Ready?
I'm ready.
All right.
I'm just listening. Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
I know exactly what you're talking about. My entire person is tingling right now.
KDVS, like Rocky Marciano, the original underdog. But we work hard, we work cheap, we swallow raw eggs, we do what's necessary to train, to persevere, to run up and down those stairs in Philadelphia. Ladies and gentlemen, if you recognize this song, then you're old enough to afford a $40 gift, maybe a $75 gift. How about $100? How about a C note for KDBS?
Yeah, I saw some guy driving some fancy car. Where's that guy?
Yeah.
Where's him with his $100 bill?
There you go. I know that guy. That guy should give me a call right now. 530-754-5387. You know, I do a certain amount of work for the community, so do you.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't ask for much. But I once a year I say, you know, I've been there for you and your kids and your community and your clean parks for the whole year. You know, I've paid for your schools. Yesterday I gave a poetry lesson via iPad in a grade school here in the city of Davis.
You got that iPad, huh?
I got the iPad.
How's that working for you?
Oh, I like it. I'll show it to you in a minute. But what I'm talking about is this. I was not paid for that. I'm not paid for all the work that I do on behalf of, say, the poetry community here in the city of Davis. And I don't ask for anything back except, you know, the attention of the kids. Look at me for once and not the iPad the whole time. But anyway, what I want is for once a year, during 1 hour of that year, for you to open your wallets and say, Dr. Andy, we'll help you meet your goal of $1,000. I know you're still stuck at 40 right now, but we can do it together. Just like Rocky had, what was the name of Rocky's manager?
Mick.
Rocky had Mick. Who do you have, Dr. Andy? Well, I've got not only Whitey, but I've got all of you. Now, we can do it together if you inhabit the spirit of Rocky and pick up the shoulder, the arm, the elbow of this underdog and push him along. Don't let him stop. Don't let him stumble. We need your help. Do it with a gift to KDVS, 877-399-5387, 754-5387. Help us out so that we can thrive. How was that, Wayne?
So I was just collecting myself after that. I mean, that was, you get the Rocky music going and Dr. Andy just turns into Martin Luther King Jr. down here. I mean, wow. You nailed that one on the head.
Thank you.
You nailed that one on the head. But seriously, that's enough kidding around. Okay, yeah, a lot of jokes, a lot of kidding around. Sit down at your computer, pick up the telephone, get the phone out of wherever it is. A lot of people going around with phones that aren't connected to anything.
I hear that.
You get on the thing. You call us up, 877-399-5387, 754-5387, fundraiser.kdvs.org. Not a joke. Not kidding. Need the funds. Let's do it. It's only an hour. Dr. Andy's out beating his brains out trying to get culture and poetry and technology out to everybody. The guy's dropping, I don't know what he dropped on that iPad, but he's doing it for the community. He doesn't have any personal interest in that kind of stuff. He's out there beating his brains out, trying to get community together, culture and all that, and all he's asking for is $1,000.
That's right.
And maybe my math is not so good, but this guy's out here busting his hump, $1,000. That's all we want.
And you know, you don't even have to give the whole $1,000 yourself, sir, ma'am. Just do what you can. We want $40 from you, or $75, or $100. If you want to do $250, if you want to do $300 and break it up in $100 installments over the coming months, you know, we'll take that. I don't know if they'll really take that, but just, you know, we appreciate whatever you have. We will take it. And you know what? There are a lot of gifts available. If you want your own show for an hour, you know, you don't have to be Whitey here. You know, imagine if you were, but no, you don't have to be Whitey. You don't have to have that sort of, I don't know, what do you call what it is that you have, Whitey?
Anger?
You don't have to have that sort of anger. You could be a more placid fellow or person, and you can come down here and say, here's my $100, give me my own show for an hour. We'll do that for you. Let's say you've got odd musical tastes. Oh, we've heard that before down here at KDBS. For instance, you mentioned the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
I did, yeah.
One thing we know about Dr. King is that he was a big fan, I don't know if you know this, of the music of Paul Robeson.
Oh, he was, yeah.
Now, Paul Robeson is not someone that you can hear on a lot of these commercial fat cat radio stations that we were talking about before. But do you think one could ever hear Paul Robeson on KDVS? Well, let's just take a listen.
Joshua beat the battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua beat the battle of Jericho, and walls come a-tumbling down. Joshua beat the battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua beat the battle of Jericho, and the walls come a-tumbling down.
Good morning, Brother Pilgrim. Pray tell me where you bound. Oh, tell me where you traveling to.
On the disenchanted ground.
My name it is, O Pilgrim, to mean and I am bound. Traveling through this wilderness
on this enchanted ground.
That morning,
Joshua beat the battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua beat the battle of Jericho, and the walls come a-tumbling down. Joshua beat the battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua beat the battle of Jericho, and the walls come a-tumbling down.
You may talk about the king of Gideon, you may talk about the man of Saul. There's none like the old Joshua
at the battle of Jericho.
Some of you thought I was making an idle threat when I said, oh, we've got Paul Robeson down here. But ladies and gentlemen, we do. We have the Paul Robeson at our fingertips. That's how much we care about music that you're not going to hear in other places. We want to know that you care, too. Give us a call here at 530-754-5387. We would like to read your name on the air and let folks know that you care about KDBS and that you're going to support this show, this station, this endeavor, this fundraiser with a $60,000 goal that you will help us reach $1,000 during this hour. Whitey?
We're at 90 big ones right now, Dr.
That's
Andy.
Right,
we
that's
were at
right.
40. We've been bumped up to $90 through the kindness of some of these citizens out here listening and calling in and donating. You know, it's one thing just to kind of sit there, you know, like a bump on a log maybe. My old man would call him a freeloader. But you listen on the radio to whatever you like, and you just kind of sit there and enjoy it and think, you know, well, I'll just go about my business. Well, it doesn't quite work that way, you see, with community radio.
That's right.
No freeloaders.
Yeah.
All right, if
yeah.
you're listening, you ought to be picking up the phone and dialing it in, because this thing operates through two-thirds, is that what you said?
Two-thirds of our entire operating budget comes in this week.
Yeah, from listeners, people sitting and listening. No bump on the log, no bump on the log, okay? pick up the phone and dial it in now. 754-5387. A lot of people like to do it on the computer, kdvs.org. It's fundraiser.kdvs.org. Maybe I wasn't speaking slowly enough, and now perhaps people will begin to fundraiser.kdvs.org, Dr. Andy.
That was well enunciated. Hey, I want to give a shout-out to someone who is a pillar of our community. His name is Ron Glick. You might not know Mr. Ron Glick yourself, so I'll just fill you in a little bit, Whitey. Ron Glick is the co-host of a radio show Friday afternoons on this station called Speaking in Tongues.
Mm.
He's had a wide variety of fascinating, often progressive, often offbeat guests. But Ron Glick, you might not know it looking at him, but he is also a lover of poetry. And how did this come up? He must have harassed me for months saying, we need a poet laureate here in the city of Davis. And I certainly acknowledged that. I agreed. But I didn't, at that moment, have the sort of energy and focus and drive and determination that Ron Glick did. Well, you know, finally certain city council members got on our case and told us to put some words down on paper and stop just talking about it at the water cooler. So Ron Glick and I wrote the actual language of the Poet Laureate program here in the city of Davis. Before you know it, it became legislation. It was voted on by the city council 4-1. One person was not a big poetry fan, but
someone in mind.
No matter. We're going to let bygones be bygones. But it passed with a majority vote. And then not long after, there was a committee that was brought together. We looked at the dozen or more applications. We interviewed three. And we chose the delightful Allegra Silberstein as the first ever poet laureate of the city of Davis. Now, do you think these things just automatically happen? No, we need people like Ron Glick in the community to say, you know, if there's a problem, if there is a cultural gap somewhere, such as on KDVS, I will fill it. Well, let me tell you, Whitey, he's also done that today on KDVS by phoning in.
What did he do?
A gift of $50.
50 big ones.
He says it's in honor of Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour right here on KDVS.
Well,
good for you, Ron Glick.
You take a look at a guy like Ron Glick, the Glickmeister, and you look at the community culturally.
Yeah.
And without guys like Ron Glick, you're back at square one.
Yeah.
I mean, let's face it. You got no poet laureate. You're back at square one. Now, this is a guy who's out there all the time. Ron Glick, he's operating radio shows. He's out in the community with Dr. Andy, taking the cultural bull by the horns. But, it's a guy calling in. I mean, Lord knows what he's got on the docket for today, different dignitaries and all kinds of events and things that he's attending. He's found time in his day to call it in, dig deep, $50 big by Ron Glick, and we sure appreciate it.
You're not kidding. You know, a lot of people, they can't afford to do their own radio show. You know, Ron and I, we don't get paid to do the show. You and I are not getting paid to run this fundraiser.
Not above the table.
And there's Ron Glick. He says, look, not only do I not get paid for this sort of work, I'm going to take my funds and I'm going to give them back to the station in support of this show, in support of this hour, in support of our goal of $1,000. We're up to $115, thanks to all of the folks who have pledged. 877-399-5387, 530-754-5387. This is Dr. Andy of Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour, here to say we need your help. Phone it in right now. KDVS depends upon you to thrive, and we can do that with your support.
You know, I was just thinking, you know, Ron Glick phoned in $50, but yeah. For a $100 pledge?
Yes.
You can come in and use the recording studios for a session here at KDVS.
For $100?
Really? I'm telling the absolute truth. Experience 1960s recording techniques in the new and improved studio down here. Analog tape, analog effects, and more. You got a four-hour block for $100. You get 4 hours with a skilled engineer for a $100 pledge. Now, we can just take the money and run, but down here at KDVS, we just give and give and give and give, and then when you give, we give again. This is a real nice giving function, you see.
And we love to thank people on the air. If you've got something to say to us with your wallet, with your credit card, with your PayPal, whatever you have, We will take it. We will thank you. We will bow low right at the waist, and then we will name you on the air and thank you publicly for that support of this local campus and community radio station, KDVS. We're on here 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. There's always a human here. No one's programming content from Minnesota or New York City or Paris, for God's sake. It's always locals. Local people in the community coming down here, picking out CDs, picking out LPs, if you know what that is, going through the cassette tapes. We have a wide variety of ways to provide you great music, great public affairs programs, great news shows like Democracy Now! We can do it because of your support, but we need you to provide that support now. Give us a call here at KDVS 877-399-5387 or fundraiser.kdvs.org. I think that we need a little bit of dance music in the background. I'll help you out with that, Whitey.
Let's see what he's got going here. You just never know with Dr. Andy. Boy, that sounds beautiful.
Doesn't it? I think it's worked. Someone just gave $50.
Someone just phoned in.
That's what we're talking about. You all may dance in the background, but only if you have pledged. 877-399-5387, 530-754-5387. Hey, it's KDVS. We're on here 24 hours a day, every day of the year. Don't think I haven't been here on Christmas Eve, New Year's Eve, by myself. Sometimes I bring my children if I know there's not going to be anyone else down here. And I provide you poetry and music and interviews. You know who's been on this show, Whitey? I'll tell you.
Tell me.
You're probably wondering if Margaret Atwood has been on this radio
show. Has Margie Atwood been down here?
She has. She's phoned into the show. Thank you very much. Sherman Alexie, I bet you've heard of that guy.
Oh, yeah, the Sherman Tank. Yeah, I've heard of him.
Sherman Alexie has been on this show.
Mm-hmm.
Gary Snyder used to be ubiquitous. Now he doesn't come to Davis quite as often. I saw him on Friday. Great man. He turns 80, if you can get that, on May 8th.
Yeah.
He's going to turn 80. He's been on this radio show. These are some of the examples.
Those are pretty heavy hitters right there, Dr. Andy.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think you're going to hear Margaret Atwood on your local Fox News radio show.
Yeah, that'd be a real hoot, wouldn't it?
I don't think you're going to hear Gary Snyder on The Eagle.
No. Kiss FM?
You're going to hear those sort of dignitaries, luminaries, down here at KDVS.
Dr. Andy's got a pledge. Tell me about it.
All right. So someone here has pledged, and I don't know what her name is, but she says, "I love Whitey."
Oh!
Isn't that nice?
Well, that is nice.
And she says her name is Kate. Wait a minute. That's not right. That's my wife's name.
Maybe
I'm misreading that. Can you help me out with that?
Oh, no. That says Misha.
Oh.
Yeah, that's my wife's name, Dr. Andy.
Oh, thank goodness.
Jiminy Christmas. You know, if you could just see Dr. Andy on the street and provide him with some money for some new spectacles, that might help him out because he thought the word Misha was Kate.
I was confused. Thank you, Misha, for phoning in a pledge.
Misha, you're a nice person. I love you very much. I'll see you soon.
Absolutely. So, you know, you don't have to be married to one of us to help us out. Just do it. Give us a call at 877-399-5387. Now, here's someone who's helped out. His name is Ian Golder. Ian Golder is someone who I used to be on a pub quiz team with in Sacramento back in the early 2000s, whatever that last decade was.
Mm-hmm. 2000s, yeah.
He's an old friend. He said, "What? Dr. Andy's doing his fundraiser show again? I will connect to KDVS, a station that I have trouble listening to insofar as I live in Berkeley, California, and I will help out Dr. Andy with a gift of $40.
Nice. That's a way to go, Ian. You're calling me $40. I mean, hey, that's not... And folks, please... If you're nervous about having your name announced on the air, we'll do it both ways. If you don't want your name, if you'd like to remain an anonymous donor, which, you know, why donate if you're not going to get the glory? But if you would prefer not to have your name announced, I won't announce your name, and I'll make sure that Dr. Andy does it. But, hey, most folks like to hear their name on the radio. You call in, you donate some money, you feel good about yourself, you kind of put that liberal guilt to bed for a little while, and you get your name announced on the radio. I mean, it's a real beautiful process, and the KDVS fundraiser is going full bore.
That's what I'm talking about. Now, your next gift, ladies and gentlemen, will put us over $200, which is important because we've got a goal of $1,000 for this hour, and we're not quite there yet, and that we're at $165. So we need you to phone in. We need you to be part of the process, part of the fun, part of the joy. And, you know, Whitey spoke earlier of expiating your liberal guilt. I know you feel bad that you have not contributed to the cultural life of the airwaves locally. You might have some other priorities. Well, we're doing that for you. And when do we ask for your support? Just once a year. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that time has come. That time is right now. It's time to pick up the phone and to see what you can do for us here at KDBS. 530-754-5387. Fundraiser.kdbs.org. Imagine that you're in a huge stadium filled with people who are chopping their arms for no particular reason, only that they're excited to be part of some sort of athletic event. And then this song comes on. People start jumping, bopping, waving. They're thinking to themselves, thank goodness that song came on because I paid $140 for these tickets to get into this sporting event. I hope it turns out to be worth it. I hope that the home team doesn't lose yet again. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we've got this music for you right now. You don't have to drive out to Arco Arena or any other arena. All you have to do is give us a call here at 530-754-5387. Show that you care about your local campus and community radio station. Help us reach our goal of $1,000 for this particular hour. Look at this, ladies and gentlemen. We're up to $190. The next $10 sends us over $200. Help us reach that goal.
Who's it going to be?
Good question.
Who's going to help us get over $200? I want to know that person's name. I want that person to pick up the phone right now and dial the number 754-5387. Speak to a friendly person on the other end of the line. Give them your credit card. 16 digits. You give us those 16 digits, and then they're either going to go security code or expiration date or billing zip code, and then hear your name on the radio. Punch this program up over $200 on the way to $1,000.
Yeah.
And put that liberal guilt to bed. Who needs it? Who needs it?
I don't need it. In fact, I'm feeling pretty happy with myself because I'm down here working hard for a local campus and community event, and I think that this event needs your support. It needs you to participate, not just by dancing in your kitchen while listening to this radio show, but by sharing the digits. 530-754-5387. If you're sitting at your computer, and you know I bet you are, then just point it at fundraiser.kdbs.org. Help us out. Check out the free gifts that are available. The gifts are great. The fact that you can have your own show, or that you can record an album for $100 for that recording fee. These are amazing opportunities, certainly. But really, what is it all about? It's about the volunteers that come down here when people aren't listening. It's about the volunteers who are here from 2, 3, 4, 5 in the morning on. When you're asleep, there are still humans down here in the basement of Lower Freeborn. They're providing you the music that you and others need. All we need is your help to reach our goal of $1,000. I think you can do it if you help us out during this hour. We've got 25 minutes left. Give us a call at 754-5387. Here's Whitey.
Living, breathing human beings.
That's right.
No robot, no alien, no werewolf. Living, breathing human beings. Young, old, all different kind of backgrounds, providing you with alternative radio, saying things, doing things they wouldn't normally do. And we're here asking for those sweet 16 digits.
Someone has helped out. I think we just jumped from 190 to 240.
240. Whitey. We're on our way. We're moving toward it. We got 860 left, or is it 760 that we need?
I think it's 760.
760 to get to our $1,000 mark, Andy. I believe we're going to get there. Call me crazy. I'm an optimistic thinker.
As well you should be, because this person listening, you, sir, you, ma'am, you're going to give us a call now, 877-399-5387, or dial it on in at fundraiser.kdvs.org. I want to know who gave that $50 gift. I'm about to read a name on the air as soon as one of our hardworking volunteers, one of our fleet-feeted couriers, runs that in here. I'll share that information with you, but we really do need your help. We need you to give us a call here and help us reach our goal of $1,000 here on Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour on KDVS, 90.3 FM in Davis. You're listening to KDVS 90.3 FM in Davis. You know, I'd like to recognize a listener who, like me, maybe a little bit less like you, Whitey, will remember when this particular song was first released. That, of course, is Herbie Hancock with his tune Rocket. And who remembers that? Well, I'll tell you who remembers that. Dr. Karen Moe remembers that. She and I are chronological peers. And Dr. Moe is another pillar of the community. I saw her driving an electric vehicle right down 3rd Street on picnic day this Saturday.
Talk about your liberal guilt.
I'll say. Well, there she was driving. She's smiling as she always does. I don't think I've ever seen that woman not with a big smile on her face. She was waving to her admirers, including all 5 members of my family. And I was thinking to myself, I wonder if Dr. Moe is going to give me a call during the fundraiser show this coming Wednesday from 5 to 6. Well, she did. Wonder no more. Dr. Moe has phoned in, and she wants us to know all about another particular cultural resource, and that is the Davis Musical Theater Company, DMTC. You know, they've got an opening on April 23rd. Seems to me that's... That's what, day after tomorrow?
Yes, today's the 21st.
This coming Friday, April 23rd, Gypsy will be opening. And if you want to find out more about that, you can go to www.dmtc for Davis Musical Theater Company.org and find out about another cultural resource that's doing what they can to keep Davis interesting. We need your help if you want us to do the same. Give us a call here at 530-754-5387. Whitey, guess what?
What?
We're over the $250,000 mark. We're at $272.
That'll work. That's a good amount right there.
We like it. We're getting closer to $1,000. Thanks so much for Dr. Karen Moe for helping us out with that generous gift. We are going to work hard for you, Dr. Karen, and we're going to put it to work.
That's right. I mean, you know, Karen Moe's dialing it in.
That's right.
And I guess a lot of people are just in the bathroom. I mean, that's the only thing I can think of because I know people love this station. You know, you walk around, you look people in the face. You can just see it in their face that they love KDVS.
Absolutely.
They love the people perspective, not commercial interests. You know, this is a student-run news department featuring interviews with community members, prominent dignitaries. Dr. Andy, if he wasn't on this show, he'd be on there. He's a prominent community member. Karen Moe, we talked about the Glickmeister, various political entities in Davis. And this is the people perspective that you get on this station, on KDVS 90.3. You don't just get the company line.
Yeah.
You know, you don't get a lot of people down here mouthing the company line, you know. You get a people perspective. And that's what I love about this programming here on KDVS. people, human beings, breathing people. That's what I love. I'm really into that.
I can tell, Whitey. Now, right now we're listening to some Herbie Hancock. And let me tell you someone who you're not going to hear much of on the radio. Herbie Hancock. But here, we got him. Whitey and I are rocking out to the Herbie Hancock. And I'll tell you, who you're not going to hear on KDBS? The Lady Gaga.
No.
Why? Because you can turn on, let's see, every other radio station and hear Lady Gaga four or five times a day. Then there's the Keisha.
Kesha.
Sometimes called Kesha.
Uh-huh. With the dollar sign.
That's right. There's someone, that's someone who you're not going to hear on KDBS. Why? Because she has saturated the airwaves. She's got a relationship with some fat cats, some big wigs, some people who have decided already. You don't need to decide. They're thinking, we'll decide for you.
Yeah, and I'll tell you another thing about her, towing the company line.
Absolutely.
Every time. I guarantee you, towing that line.
Well, down here at KDBS, we don't have a line. We've got a web. We've got a great panoply, a kaleidoscope of voices, a kaleidoscope of musical styles and presentations. You know, if you want to hear only one kind of music and only a dozen musicians to play it, then you have many, many choices. But if you want to hear every kind of music, if you want to hear jazz and folk and gospel, if you want to hear indie rock, if you want to hear different subgenres of punk music that I don't even understand, well, then down here is where you're going to find that at KDVS. So if you want everything, only one place can provide you everything, but we need your help right now. Give us a call at 877-399-5387 or 530-754-5387. You know what? Someone has just phoned in another gift.
What is it?
It's a gift of $50 from Brian Letcher.
Boy, some people, they just give, don't they?
Well, here's what Brian Letcher says, and we really appreciate your support, Brian. Brian says, thank you for the tour you gave to the Cub Scouts. Now, his son, Brian's son, always tunes it in to 90.3 FM. That's right. If you got Cub Scouts, you want a tour of an actual radio station, bring it on down. We would love to share. We're a transparent organization. We've got nothing to hide, even from Cub Scouts. We would love to show you what this particular community radio station is all about. We can keep it up only with your support. Give us a call at 530-754-5387 or check us out at fundraiser.kdbs.org.
Well, you know, it's just the thing I was just thinking, Dr. Andy, is that, you know, these folks down here, the volunteers, they bring in the donation slips on the little piece of paper, you know. They bring them in on kind of a cutout thing or a right. little piece of paper. It's just a little piece of paper. But really, when you're sitting here and you're doing the radio program and you're looking at the piece of paper, boy, you really get a sense of the joy and community and just the beauty of the thing. It's just a piece of paper. But what it really is just giving. You yeah. see that? Yeah. If you give. No. And I guess a lot of people are getting out of the bathroom now because we've shot up to $422 overall on the hour now.
I've got the reason why right here on my hand. One particular listener says, and I quote, "You need to return my phone calls." I think he's speaking to me because it's another gift from another poet, Sean McDonald. Check out the amount, Whitey. $100.
Sean McDonald is serious about his phone calls and apparently serious about community radio because the guy just dug deep and gave one quarter of what we've raised already. Now, I know a lot of people out there consider that maybe a slap in the face. They sit and listen to the radio and they think, well, I'm a pretty big giver. You know, I'm a nice person. I'm a good person. Hey, I'm not an axe murderer. And then Sean McDonald dials it in for $100 big, and you're sitting there like a bump on the log. Listen to me, in all seriousness. This show goes till 6 o'clock. You've got plenty of time to go to the bathroom. You do not need to go right now. Go to your phone and dial 754-5387. Go to your computer, fundraiser.kdvs.org. Just hold it. Hold it until 6 p.m. That's all we're asking, Dr. Andy.
I think that's reasonable. Sean was able to hold the phone in his hand and give us a call at 754-5387. And he gave $100 to help us out. Now, I don't know if I mentioned earlier that Sean McDonald is a poet. Poets are not the best paid members of our society. Whitey and I know this pretty well. So Sean giving us $100 in this economy from a poetic point of view, from the point of view of a teacher, a man who works with words, this is impressive.
Yeah.
So here's what you do. Do a little math. I won't be able to do it for you because I don't know how much you make. Take $100 as is to a poet's salary as what is to yours. Do you know what I'm saying? It's one of these ratios.
Yeah.
And so figure out what that amount is and then give us a call at 530-754-5387. You know, some people might say that it is unlikely that we're going to make our $1,000 goal because right now we're at 422 and we've got 15 minutes left in the show. Well, you can probably imagine what I would say to those people, Whitey. I would play this tune for them.
Oh, yeah.
15 minutes. $600. Two men in the basement of the science building at the UC Davis campus, hoping that through the kindness and the generosity, through the community spirit, for the respect for culture, for poetry and technology, for the creative thinking that's exemplified every Wednesday afternoon from 5 to 6 on KDVS, for all of these reasons and many more, many of them musical, one American, one Davisite perhaps, will say, I've waited too long. I've given too little. I can do more. No mission is impossible when we stand together. I can support KDVS. Dr. Andy's given. Look at Whitey. He's right down there in the studio. I can help this radio show reach its goal of $1,000. Let's see where we are.
Almost halfway there.
$492. We're almost at $500. We need $8 to make it $500. How about $108? I think $108 would be a good amount of money.
That'd be the correct amount of money. You know what would be even better though? It's like just if somebody called up and gave us like $1 billion.
Right.
I mean, then we could just shut this whole thing down. You know, just get in there, donate $1 billion. Big deal. You know? I mean, we're halfway there. Like you said, Andy, it seems like, you know, well, you played Joshua Fit the Battle of Jericho.
Right.
And those other kind of biblical miracles.
Yeah.
You know, I want to see the parting of the green from the person, the parting of the green sea.
There you go.
You know, stop being so greedy all the time. People walk around and, mine, I'm going to get me mine. I'm going to take mine. Well, now is the time to give, and then the 364 other days of the year, you just take.
I'm into that. I hear that.
Who's going to put us over 500, Andy? Who do you think it's going to be?
We're right up near 500 now. I'd like to thank Olivia Zach, who helped out $20. You know, one thing I want to say about Olivia Zach is that unlike, I think, almost everyone else who's pledged so far, Olivia Zach is not a close personal friend of mine. So she is impressive indeed. Now, perhaps you are not yet a close personal friend of mine. I would be glad to remedy that at some future date. But for right now, follow the steps of Olivia Zach. She gave $20. I bet she's a student, maybe an undergraduate, probably not swimming in dough. But she said, you know, Whitey's right. Whitey, insofar as he's talking about a commitment to a local community resource, an icon of offbeat and independent music in the Sacramento Valley, insofar as Whitey's talking about those important features, those facets of KDVS, then I can support that.
Well, you know, maybe, just maybe, Olivia is like 164 years old.
That seems unlikely, but perhaps so. You want to continue with that?
Hey, I'm just saying things I couldn't say on the Fat Cat stations.
I hear that. Speaking of which, you brought something with you to read. I'm going to see what some appropriate music would be to play behind that. You know what goes good with Whitey's performance pieces? A little Bizet. Are you a fan of the Bizet?
The Bijou restaurant?
Here, let me give you a little taste of it, okay. And then you'll see what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, this is where they march out the clowns and all that?
Yeah, this is actually from Carmen. This is Les Toreadors. But, yeah, they're marching some people in. If you have something to perform, let's tell people they can only listen if they pledge. 877-399-5387, 530-754-5387. We've got about 10 minutes to raise about another $500. Someone helped us out with those $8 we were asking for.
Just $8 donation put us over $500, Dr. Andy.
Absolutely. So we're halfway to 1,000, and we've got 9 minutes to reach the next 1,000. Let's see if we can do it. Let's hear now from Whitey. You've got something to share with us?
Yeah, I'm going to put my heart and soul into this thing here. Alfield Buttertooth, daughter of Eunice Fredrickson, rode to Henrytown Elementary on an evening. She counted 8 different abandoned jackets on the playground. She got up on the new equipment and looked for her friend. She stood on the new equipment. Her fingers were touching it. It was warm. If you had been standing, looking from across the playground, you would have seen Alfield Buttertooth, a tiny child, standing upon the new equipment. You would have seen her bicycle. She saw it was a little pile of children's jackets down on the playground. She went to count how many. She looked back and noticed there were jackets flying toward the new equipment, like it was a magnet for the actual jackets. Now it was all kind of jackets flying across through the air, and it was jackets on her handlebars. Before you knew it, this thing turned into a hailstorm of children's jackets. She couldn't hear anything. She moved her helmet down onto her face and looked where she was going through the vents on the top of the helmet. Children's jackets were falling on top of her and in front of her. She looked through the helmet at the new equipment being buried under children's jackets.
And now is the time for us to insist that you phone us at 530-754-5387 or 877-399-5387. Those are the numbers that you can use to call us here at KDVS and provide us the support that we know you wish you could. Fundraiser.kdvs.org is the website for this radio station. We need your support, for we have a goal at this radio station of this week to raise $60,000. We can reach that goal if you help us out with a generous gift. And speaking of generosity, we just got a pledge from Joshua Fernandez, who is the award-winning writer over at the Sacramento News and Review, another cultural pillar of the community, The one who swears a lot more, at least than I do, on his updates on Facebook. Joshua Fernandez, former student of mine, now turning the tables. He says, Dr. Andy has helped me so much in the past, now I will support him. He's sent in a $50 pledge. How about that?
That's a fantastic donation for a young guy.
And he left me a note here. He says, I want to cuddle with Dr. Andy. Well, that's really heartfelt and special.
That's nice.
Thank you, Joshua Fernandez, for helping us out with a $50 gift. I'll remind people that Joshua is a writer, and what's more, he's a writer at a free weekly. So although he is very important culturally and to his family, to the poetry community, he's got a book of poetry coming out later this year, he is not an extremely wealthy man.
No.
But he gave $50, and so I'm wondering, what are you going to give when you call 530-754-5387? How are you going to support the station? We need to know as we come up perilously close to the end.
So close.
Of Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour, perched at $500 and needing
$500
more.
I'm going to call people out by name. Fire Chief Eddie, Don Saylor, my neighbor with the funny haircut. All of you people need to get on the phone right now and call this station. We got 5 minutes. I mean, do you want me to go home and have to face my wife and say, look, honey, I'm sorry, but I'm a loser. We lost. We fell short. $500 short. You really want to do this to me? I didn't want to have to go here, but I've been forced to. I've been forced to right now. Fundraiser.kdvs.org, 754-5387. Now! Now! This will get you going.
You know what these horns mean?
Friendship?
Absolutely. The friendship that people at home have with their local campus and community radio station, KDVS, at kdvs.org, fundraiser.kdvs.org. I know that you can help. I know that you care about poetry, about technology, about the strange things that happen on Public Affairs Show. 10 times a week, great shows. Shows like It's About You, This Week in Science, Radio Parallax, Speaking in Tongues. Boy, there are some great shows to support and enjoy all the year long. Well, right now, we need you to phone into this station with a gift. Gift of $40, $50, $100, $500 if you want to help us reach our goal. Whatever you have, give us a call at 530-754-5387 so that we can walk out of here triumphant. Very much like Ben-Hur in the movie, represented by this music from Ben-Hur, The Parade of the Charioteers. We're about to mount our chariots and head on home to our wives. We want a happy story to tell.
Yeah, it's not too late. You know, we've still got 2 good minutes left on this thing, right?
Absolutely. And plus, a pledge just came in. Let's thank the person who gave $25. We're up at $525. That's not nothing. We're halfway to our goal, and we've got about a minute and 45 seconds before the next show comes on. So give us a call. Or, if you're fast with your fingers, fundraiser.kdvs.org. You could also phone us at 530-754-5387. We need your support if we're going to be successful in our attempt to bring in the funds and help KDVS reach its goal of $60,000 during this fundraiser week.
It's still not too late. I mean, don't be a quitter. Don't mail this thing in. You know, don't be a quitter. And please get out of the bathroom.
I hear that. Well, I want to take a moment just to thank everyone who helped us out. Karen Moe and Ian Golder.
Ian, that was a good one.
Ron Glick. Olivia Zach, the stranger. Thank
Olivia,
you so much.
Yeah. 164 years old, young.
Sean McDonald had that crack about my needing to return his phone calls. I'll have to check with my secretary on that one. And then Josh Fernandez, $50. He says he loves me and wants to cuddle with
me. Wants to snuggle.
Maybe he meant you, Whitey. We'll never know.
You never know with old Fernie.
That's right. You know, there's another show coming up, and I know some of the listeners have been poised and waiting for this Ben-Hur music to conclude so that they can help out with a gift. I can certainly, well, I can't really understand that, but I acknowledge it, and I'd like to thank everyone who helped us reach $525 during this hour. Obviously, if we could do that every hour, we would reach our goal. So I'd say that, Whitey, we've done our part.
We've done all we can. Thank you very much for inviting me, Dr. Andy.
Absolutely. It's always a pleasure to have you here on Fundraiser Day. Stick around because there's some music coming up. There's some offbeat talk. There are 3 or 4 of your friends who are about to take the mic and convince you to give a big gift to KDVS. 90.3 FM in Davis. My name is Dr. Andy, and I'll see you next week for another edition, perhaps somewhat lower energy, of Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour. On behalf of Whitey and myself,